This is a legislature that does not like voters checking its work.
Case in point, lawmakers are back to referendum-proofing controversial legislation. You come again. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Referendum proofing.
A maneuver that's become common in the Governor Rick Snyder years in Lansing.
If lawmakers pass legislation that has some kind of money involved in it, voters cannot repeal it.
Snyder used referendum proofing heavily in his first term.
Think back to the emergency manager law. Voters were unhappy with it and repealed it at the ballot, only to then have lawmakers write a new emergency manager law with an appropriation attached.
Decades ago, referendum proofing was really just meant for budget bills. And that was so malcontents couldn't use it to ruin the state's credit rating and its ability to pay its obligations.
But referendum proofing has now become a common way to protect controversial laws, like extending the income tax to pensions and right to work.
The newest entrant into this category?
Legislation dealing with local pensions and how they're funded. First hearings begin this week at the Capitol.
The lineup of adversaries here is classic. One side, Republicans controlling the House, the Senate, the governor's office, and they say the state needs to do more to deal with big unfunded local retirement liabilities like the ones that helped drive Detroit into bankruptcy.
On the other side, Democrats, also police and firefighter unions and local governments who see this as emergency manager redux. In fact, the bills are being called emergency manager light.
Instead of one emergency manager here, a governor-appointed three-person team would step in when a community has a retirement fund that doesn't meet specific criteria and no plan to fix it.
This team would try to force a local unit to adopt a plan. But if not, the team could force reductions in benefits or the sale of local assets like pools or parks or golf courses.
Now, there are still plenty of Republican lawmakers who don't want to butt heads with their police and firefighter unions,
especially going into an election year.
So the votes are probably not there yet. But GOP leaders know if they get to the magic numbers of 56 House votes and 19 Senate votes, it's probably going to be pretty much all Republicans.
Democrats and unions' only recourse at that point would be a petition drive and a ballot question challenging the law.
Republicans showing once again they know how to get in front of that with an appropriation. $1.5 million in Section 15 of Senate Bill 686. Look it up, appropriated for the purpose of implementing the law.
We should point out these appropriations are rarely spent.
It doesn't matter really if it's $1, $1 million. These appropriations don't exist to fund a program. They exist to inoculate a law from a voter challenge.
Which is why Democrats will fight it. Here's House Minority Leader Sam Singh.
They've been using that now for years to circumvent the right of the people to actually petition their government.
Yes, Democrats, unions, they will try to remove the appropriation.
And in all likelihood, they will lose.
Because the legislature's leadership knows that referendum proofing is a technical process issue, the kind that rarely gets the public so stirred up that it becomes an actual election issue.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.